Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Kanchan Wankhede. Kanchan wears many hats in our community. She's the owner of several small businesses, and she's doing some interesting work with the entrepreneurial community through Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs and the Community Foundation of St. Clair County's Equity and Inclusion Committee. So welcome, Kanchan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. That's a nice introduction you gave of mine. I sometimes lose words as to how to gather all of that, but yes, you put it very, very nicely.
There we go. All right. So let's start with that topic of entrepreneurism. You're connected with a lot of entrepreneurs in the community through the various work that you do. What kind of options are out there for people who are interested in starting their own business?
The very first option, I think, for any entrepreneur startup is to get connected to a fellow or peer entrepreneur. And that platform, I think, is provided by the Blue Water Startups because it is by them and for them. So we are a bunch of entrepreneurs who've started this in 2016. With the whole thing of providing a platform for them. Hey, come learn from us or, you know, share your ups and downs or we'll connect you to in that network. We'll connect you to another entrepreneur. And once you start from that, then, you know, it's just the beginning, And then we have other bigger organizations like the Chambers and EDA who provide different resources as well. You know, so we find this more like a launching pad for, you know, somebody who wants to bounce off ideas, wants to see, hey, can I, you know, test waters? So that's what I would say that I would advise that for an entrepreneur or for anybody who wants to start up, you know. And there's no age bar. Of course, you have to be, you know, 18 above, but the ideas can be from anywhere, right? Ideas, there's no stopping of that. There's no bar for ideas. Ideas can be floating anywhere. So this is a good platform where you can come and test it saying, can I do this? Yes, is it possible? Kind of that. So basically, we are demystifying this whole big word called entrepreneurism or something like that. You know, it's you get your idea, you implement it, and you find success. That's the whole journey.
Yeah. And so what was that for you? You kind of have told me before that entrepreneurism changed your life, gave you lots of new opportunities. So what do you mean by that?
So I've worked in corporates for about 18, 19 years. 9-to-5 job, you know, have the whole setup for you. You have all the resources around you, and then things work in a systemic or in a systematic way, right? So I learned a lot definitely in the corporate world, more from because my background is from human resources. But I got exposure. I worked with organizations that were pretty diverse about this role. So I worked with communities helping them out in corporate responsibility. I have worked with diversity and inclusion. I worked with, you know, leadership. I worked with coaching, mentoring. So these are some common processes that when I left from the corporate world and was trying to venture out again into a 9-to-5 job, I just met people. And then I met Matt Brooks. And then, you know, it was, I think he introduced me to the entrepreneurship. And I said, wow, this is like, let me try it, you know. I did put an HR angle with it. And in the journey, you know, my husband and I were like, this is amazing. You know, we have bright ideas. We can bounce it. If they can do it, we can also do it. You know, it was so simple in terms of pushing your passion to the next stage of implementing it, right? Yeah. So that's what the turning point was then. And I said, yeah, HR, you wake me up in my sleep and I will be able to do it anyways because that's in me, you know. But entrepreneur is something that connects me to people, gets that, you know, that passion, that drive. That's what changed in me, you know, that be out there and things. If you are there at the right time and in the right place, in front of the right person with the right attitude, things will work out for you.
I agree. Yeah, kind of the same for me. Mm-hmm. Matt Brooks, we'll have to get him on the show next. Great connector in the community. So you mentioned equity and inclusion, which is the name of the committee that you are kind of helping with providing some business support to through the Community Foundation. So how does that fit in?
It fits in really very well. It actually was there already. It's just that you know, the current scenario kind of put focus on that, because data analytics all showed that, hey, you know, while we are in this whole new age of being progressive, technology, you know, all the millennials, this, that, we are all running frantically towards something with not seeing the end of it, because we feel, hey, as long as we are running, we are there. We are there in the game. We are there in the rat race. And in that rat race, I think we left behind a big chunk of people who were underserved, who didn't have access to the resources that we had. And when I say we, I categorize we as the people who had all the resources, who knew what to do, you know, versus people who didn't know all this was available. And you know why they didn't know why this was not available? Because we were not including them. And whenever I talk about equity and inclusion, the first response I get is, yeah, we treat everybody equally. In my mind, everything is the same. But it's not about how you think. It's about what you do with that knowledge. Are you making that step towards including them, which is action? So equity and inclusion, I was really very, very happy when I even saw that term floating around in this area. Because when I came in this area in 2014, I just had my qualification. I had my experience. I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something that I didn't do before, which was in the corporate. I wanted to do something for the community. I said, here I am with all this knowledge. I want to share it. I want to do all of this. But I didn't know where to go. I didn't know whom. I could contact whoever came in front of me, but I didn't think they knew what I was trying to say, or probably I didn't make sense at that point of time. But, you know, life has its own, you know, way of making it into a round circle. And that's how it brought me in front of, like when I said, the right time, the right people in front of the... So when COVID-19 hit us, okay, we were all... The change process basically also does the same thing. It shakes you up. And then when it shakes you up, you have some time, some energy to think about change. Saying, oh, now it's time to change. And then you have the time too. So it just fits in so well that the entrepreneur movement was going on, startups, you know, then all of that was going on. And then when the whole analytics came up saying, hey, we are doing the diversity and inclusion part, you know, in terms of awareness, in terms of spreading the news. But here, something's hit us right now. It's time for action. It's time for action where you go reach out to those minority-owned small businesses, women-owned small businesses, underserved businesses who probably do not have access to all that's floating around. Because right now we are in an age of, I've got this information, by the click of a button, everybody is going to know it. That's an assumption. That's an assumption on which we are putting all our services there. And that's why they're all falling between the... So I'm having a feeling that with this initiative, it's the beginning. It's not going to end very soon. It's a process. It's just going to have a continuous process. And we'll have people jumping in that wagon that has started. Okay. It's already rolling, you know. So people who are having the passion, the faith that, yes, we need to pull along everybody. Only when the society or community is equal is when it's called progressive. Otherwise, you and I can always say, oh, we've done so good from where we were. But that when we haven't counted those people when we were there. Now when we counted, we'll see that, okay, we have a long way to go. But the good news is we have started that movement.
That's awesome. Well, now you see why I've invited Kanchan here today. She's super passionate. So to learn more about Kanchan and hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.